Caroline, Willie, D. Mays. We are just a few days away from round one of the NFL draft coming up on Thursday. And joining us now to break it all down is TD. Teron Davenport is brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. TD, appreciate you for stopping by. We are just breaking down what you mentioned on the TD Power Hour last week, that you said the Titans want to trade back. And if there's a Joe Alt or, you know, another elite player, at least a player that we view as elite, in the pre-draft process, if they're there when the Titans trade back, then great. But first and foremost, they want to trade back. Any word on if there is a line of demarcation of where the Titans have said, okay, we're not going past 13, or we're not going past 15, or is it just, hey, you know, if you've got an offer, put it on the table and we'll evaluate it?
Yeah, I haven't gotten any word in regards to that. That's something that we'll definitely try to unearth tomorrow at the press conference. But yeah, I mean, if given all opportunities, they would like to trade back to acquire another top 100 pick.
All right, Teron Davenport is with us. We were just breaking down because I said if the Titans stick at 7, you need to find an elite player at 7. A couple of players that we were kind of splitting hairs about, are they elite? Are they just really great players? Do you view Brock Bowers or Dallas Turner as elite players in this year's draft?
Yeah, I don't necessarily view Dallas Turner as an elite player. I think he's one of the better defenders. I think there's other pass rushers that are better. Latu. You look at Jarrett Verse, I think is just as good. So you have that. But Brock Bowers, I think you have to change the way that you look at him. You can't look at him solely as a tight end. You got to look at him as a playmaker. And I think he's someone that will give you those free yards. He gets you the yards at the catch. He's a matchup problem. So I definitely feel he's an elite player.
Talking with Teron Davenport discussing the NFL draft, which is, what, 3-4 days away now, and I am so glad it is. Looking at where the Titans are at, TD, would it be, you know, let's not even talk about the first round here because we understand that this team needs a tackle, and whether they move out of that seventh spot or not, they're still going to need a tackle. How do you think they address round two? And if they do move out of that spot, do you think they acquire a third or another second and a first?
Yeah, I think if they move out of that spot, it all depends. Like if Buffalo wants to come up, then they're going to, you know, require another first in addition to swapping first-round picks and probably more. So it just depends on where they move, who comes up to number seven. So I think, you know, like I said, that's something that they want to do. But you look at some of the prospects and the options, you know, ideally you look at the Broncos, you look at the Raiders, you look at the Vikings. Those will be the ideal trade partners.
Now, from your knowledge, TD, is there anyone moving up the board? Because it happens every year where one individual, and I'm not talking about J.J. McCarthy because it seems like he's been moving up the board the minute Jim Harbaugh said he was taking the job. With the Chargers, it seemed like he started moving up the board. But I want to – let's just put that to the side. Besides the J.J. McCarthy, and we understand why, but besides the J.J. McCarthy, is there one player or two players that are moving up the board that you see?
I think Johnny Newton, is a guy that you're starting to see get some momentum after he worked out at his pro day, and he's someone that teams are looking at as first round pick. He's one of those top 50, like those 50 top first-round draft picks. You know, there's only 32, but every year there's 50 guys. So he would be one. Not really seeing too much movement on many others. I mean, you're starting to see guys become unearthed. You know, like you look at, you know, Edgerrin Cooper, who's, you know, acquired some momentum as people get more familiar with him, the inside linebacker out of A&M. But you know, for the most part, it's been steady now quarterback-wise.
Teron, there's been so much focused on what happens at pick 7 and do they trade down. What is your sense of the second-round pick, of what might be there, how you see it materializing, and what the Titans might be looking for?
Yeah, I mean, that's at 38, they still have a chance to get one of those guys that you look up on Friday morning, you're like, wow, I didn't think that this we would have a chance to get this guy. That's how the Titans are going to be. And I mean, look, last year it was Will Levis. You know, this year we'll see who it is. I mean, you had teams looking to move up, right, to get guys. So I think you look at that 38 pick. If they go offensive line, there's going to be a receiver there that no one really expected to be there. You know, whether it's Xavier Leggett or Keon Coleman, whoever. I doubt Keon Coleman makes it past a few teams, Buffalo and Baltimore specifically, but, you know, there's options there where you have guys that, you know, are still first-round talent, but you're picking early so you have a chance to get them.
In your mind, because they recaptured those picks for Byard, for example, how strong is the back end of the draft in general? Not specific positions or anything, but do you feel like this is a fairly deep draft based on other ones that you've evaluated over the years?
It's not super deep. It really depends on what you want. Every year, you know, you have opportunities to get guys, you know, that are going to come in and help you out late in the draft. So I just think with NIL, you know, you have a lot of the juniors who would have came out, they didn't, and, you know, that kind of take away from the depth of the draft.
Last couple for you, TD, before we get you out of here. I've seen a lot of recent mock drafts, which I know, take them with a grain of salt. They're, you know, not real life. But I've seen a lot of recent mock drafts that have the Titans taking Roma Dunze at 7. How do you view the gaps between these, who we view as the top three receivers, and Harrison, Neighbors, and Adunze?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to what you want in the receiver. One thing that you will see is, you know, Adunze is probably the best contested catcher. He's one of the best boundary-type receivers. You know, he's a guy that will go up and make that catch, and especially in clutch times. He did it time after time with Washington. Now, if you like yards after catch and just, you know, guys that, you know, impact the game that way, I think you get more in Malik Neighbors and Marvin Harrison Jr. But it also comes down to something I like about all three of them is that you can move them around, right? You look at both of the Oregon games. I mean, Roma Dunze even lined up in the backfield in addition to slot and left and right side. So you like that about all of them. And I just think that, you know, it depends on what you want, what you're looking for. I personally have it Harrison Jr., Neighbors, and then Adunze. But, I mean, that's not to say that I would be upset if any of those three were on my team.
Yeah. Last one for you, TD. Next time we talk next Monday, the draft will be behind us. We will know who the Titans' first, second, fourth, fifth round picks will be, so on and so forth. By the time that we talk next Monday, what do you want the Titans to have accomplished in the NFL draft?
Yeah, I want them to have really addressed the trenches and added a playmaker. That's the main thing, right? Both sides of the trenches they have to make sure that they look at. And you look at 38, you know, a guy like Tavondre Sweat could be there, and who knows, he could be the pick. So, yeah, I'm thinking the best thing for them, what they need to do is get that trench fortified.
I like Tavondre Sweat. I would not be mad at that in the slightest. T, appreciate you for stopping by. I know it's a crazy busy week for you, so we really appreciate your time. Before you run, tell us about ESPN Bet.
Yeah, for sure. ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. It's the exclusive sportsbook at ESPN, and it has it all, including offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. It's from the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out to the ballpark. There's no better time to be a sports fan than right now. So as a new user, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text PN Redline at 800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details.
Teron Davenport brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. TD, appreciate you, and we'll see you on Thursday for the draft show.
All right, appreciate you. Have a good one.